The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 24, Jesus Chooses the 12. After spending a night in prayer, Jesus picked out from his followers 12 men whom he named apostles, a word meaning those who are sent. They included the two pairs of brothers already mentioned, Peter and Andrew, and James and John. Jesus nicknamed the latter Sons of Thunder. Matthew, whom Jesus had also called from his work to follow him, was a tax gatherer, a member of a despised profession. Other apostles were Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas the twin, James son of Alphaeus, Judas son of James, and Simon, who had been a member of the Jewish armed resistance. Finally, there was Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him. Jesus was also attended by a group of women, some of whom he had healed, who cared for him and for the 12 out of their own resources. They included Mary from the town of Magdala and Joanna, wife of King Herod's steward. Other followers, in larger or smaller numbers, came and went from time to time. Jesus made it very clear that loyalty to himself overrode all other loyalties. For example, when members of his family, fearing that he was out of his mind, came to take him home, he refused to go to them, saying, "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." In due course, Jesus sent the 12 out, two by two, to preach and heal as he was doing. He told them to take nothing except a staff for the journey, no food, no wallet, no money, and no change of clothing. They were to rely on the hospitality of others to meet their needs. Later still, Jesus sent out 72 of his followers on a similar mission and with the same instructions. He told them that whoever listened to them listened to him, and whoever rejected them rejected him. The 72 returned rejoicing in their success. Jesus rejoiced with them and thanked his Father in heaven who had revealed to common people that was hidden from the learned. He added, "Everything is entrusted to me by my Father. Only the Father knows who the Son is, and only the Son and those whom the Son instructs truly know the Father." This is taken from the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.